Well, maybe it's because I'm getting older and I feel like I need more healing in my life. I don't know, but the more meetings I go to, the happier I am. The more meetings I go to, the more it feels like I'm able to be touched by God. And I do believe that any time I listen in a kind way to somebody else, I'm doing God's work. That's all God wants of us. That is all God wants. You know, I used to, in the early days, I used to think, now what is God's will for me? You know, like, now what should I be doing? Should I wear this outfit today? What do you think God's will? I mean, I did the dumbest things in trying to figure out God's will. Yeah, should I turn left here? I mean, you know, now I believe that God's will is real simple. Are you being kind and loving? That's God's will. God's will is for me and I think for you. Now, I'm not trying to control your life, but I think God's will for us is just to show up in a loving, kind way with one another. And you know what? When I think that way, it changes how I am in that setting, and then I can hear God. God is never going to not want me or you to be kind and loving, no matter where we are, you know. And so it simplifies it for me. The older I get, the simpler my life needs to be. I cannot do complicated living anymore. You know, I can't do it. I think that I just want peace. I want peace in my life. And what I was started saying a moment ago, and I know I'm getting kind of sidetracked here and there. I haven't looked at those notes yet, so I have no idea how far off I am. But you know what? I don't care. As long as I haven't seen that light back there yet, I'm just gonna keep doing this. But I will look at those before you break up into small groups, because there are some things that I want to say specifically that might have gotten said in just this kind of general rambling. But this isn't. Maybe this isn't really rambling. This is who I am, and this is just where my heart is today. So, at any rate, AA, Al-Anon, and A Course in Miracles. Now, I don't know, a lot of you probably are not familiar with A Course in Miracles, but that is an addition to my own spiritual path, a complement, I say, to my own spiritual path. It's kind of like this major third step infusion. And so with kind of the three of those things woven together make it very clear to me what God's will is. And so my life is so much simpler. And at this age, I just cannot tell you how relieved I am that I don't have so many things to figure out anymore. And it's not that the world out there or my world out there has changed. It's just that I've decided to not get engaged in that kind of chaos. Not as often, anyway. You know, one of the lines out of the course that I came across many, many years ago, and this is a total paraphrase of it, but it fits for AA and Al-Anon too. I can't change the world, but I can change my mind about the world. And that's kind of, you know, when I ended up writing the last book on fearless relationships, and then this one, Change Your Mind and Your Life Will Follow, it really kind of, both of those came out of, really, years of my struggling with relationships, like maybe many of you, and it came out of just kind of a mixing up of all of those spiritual ideas. You know, it really is an outgrowth. You know, I sat, before I ever did Fearless Relationships, you know, I was thinking, this was 9/11, and I was thinking, oh my God, as many of you, as probably people throughout the world, it's like, oh, how do we deal with this? What do we do? Well, there's not, I mean, I can't make something different in Iraq, but I can make something different with Chris. I'm going to wake him up. I'm going to make something different with Chris. No, I'm kidding. No, I was just kidding. But see, I could do something different there. I am so glad you're sitting there, and I'm glad that you were so great with Bob. Bob, I just wanted to sidetrack here for a second. You did a fabulous job. I've known Bob for lots of years, and I thoroughly enjoyed listening to you and the ease with